When you were young and your heart.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this makes my blood pressure go up, and I don't need that. Believe me, Gableman. Voss just announced, I'm going to dig into this, that he is pausing, Gableman's investigation while some lawsuits pay out. And instead of paying Gableman $11,000 a month during the pause, he's only going to pay him only, $5,500 a month out of taxpayer money. And is he going to be paying the $20,000 a month for staff? He's going to be paying the rent for the secret office in Brookfield that they didn't disclose where it was and where he wants to have a little star chamber depositions for people in secret. They claim they're down to one staff. We don't know who it is. We don't know what the staff is doing or Gableman's doing if the investigation is paused. You know, this business of $5,500 a month, think about it. It's half of 11, right? $11,000 a month. Half of that is $5,500. Voss thinks that he can smoke this by, this curveball sinker, by the taxpayers. Oh, I'm only, quote, only, end quote, giving him $5,500 a month out of your money. I'm going to ask this question. Every one of you, think about this. You just file on April 15. How many of you paid $5,500 or less in state taxes? The truth is, statistically, most people don't pay that much. And yet, this guy is tossing it around like candy. He's going, well, that'll satisfy him. Oh, yeah, that'll satisfy him. We're not giving him 11 anymore for doing nothing. Remember, he started to end up investigating the lifestyles of people who were involved as poll workers and poll watchers. And there was this one young woman that he has a memo. He goes, she wears a nose ring. She dyes her hair and lives with a boyfriend and has tattoos. And therefore, she's a Republican. I mean, a Democrat. Look, let me tell you something. First of all, every poll worker is a Democrat or Republican. They vote. They're allowed to vote. The question is, are they honest? I don't care if they're Democrat or Republicans. Secondly, to say that everybody who wears a nose ring and dyes their hair, and Sam is averting her eyes and has tattoos, she didn't avert her eyes there. That's now she averted her eyes. The point of the matter is, it lives with a boyfriend? So what? She averted her eyes. So what? The problem, look, what's going on here? Who asked Joseph Stalin to come nosing around our business? We have a right to privacy. And this guy was getting $11,000. That's all he was doing. He was not going up north sniffing anything out. He was sniffing around Milwaukee and Waukesha and maybe Madison looking for lifestyles. I personally, you know, that it's his business what his fetishes are, okay? I don't know how many people with nose rings, tattoos, and dyed hair live with their boyfriends he knows, but that's his business, but it's my business if he's getting even $5,500 a month out of my tax dollars. Because if you paid less than $5,000 last year, every month that's going to him, and it's going as a, quote, compromise, end quote, as, quote, a, quote, good thing, end quote, that Voss, quote, negotiated, end quote. This is garbage. It's corruption. He's doing no work. This is a political deal. You know what is really going on here? Voss is bribing Trump and bribing the Trump base to not attack him and drag him out and drag him to the gallows, politically speaking, because what happened was Trump attacked Voss, and he attacked one of the Kapengas, Kunyengas, I forget which it was one of the Engas, attacked him, said that they weren't resolute in standing up for the big lie that somehow he got cheated in Wisconsin. He lost Wisconsin by over 20,000 votes. It got recounted several times. Then he paid for a recount in Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Madison, thinking that's where the Democratic votes are. And when the dust settled after a fair recount, they added a couple of hundred votes to Biden's total. Biden got shortchanged. So therefore, it stood. And Voss was so afraid And one of the Engas, I forget if it was Kunyenga or Kapenga, said, send him a message to Trump saying, I am but a bobby pin and you are Thor's hammer. And I wear socks with your pictures on it. This is sad. I mean, this is fighting Bob the Follett State. Okay. I mean, this is fighting Bob the Follett State. And so these guys are afraid of Trump. So if they shave Gableman down to 5,500, he squawked. He squawked. You think the people, chickens squawk in a barnyard? He squawked plenty, believe me. We had a contract. I assume Voss said, you know, it expired and you blew it. You missed about three deadlines or more. Yeah, but I won 11. Well, you're not doing anything. Well, then why are you giving me 5,500? Because I'm not doing anything there either. Well, it'll look good. It'll look good. Republican, and they really, all they care about is Republican voters are very naive. And if I say, all right, I'm going to give you 5,500. And by the way, this is taxpayer money. This is all political. This is not intended to produce anything. This is not a sound investment. This isn't money that's invested to somehow help the public here. This is money that's invested to stop Trump from attacking Voss further and to then stop people like Ramthan and Nicholson and others from attacking Voss. And maybe Voss gets a primary opponent who has some legs and knocks him off. And then Voss disappears because he exists only if the TV cameras are on. The TV cameras are turned off. He goes off in the ozone. But why should 5,500 a month, not a year, a month? And it had been 11 grand a month. You know, 5,500 a month is pretty sweet. Guy comes to you and he says, I'll tell you what, we're going to pause what you're doing, but we're not going to lay you off. We're going to give you 5,500 a month and you can go to Florida and hang out on the beach if you want. Well, that sounds pretty good. Sounded better at 11. What do I have to do for it? Well, just sit there and wait. And then if the courts say that your subpoenas were, by the way, Gableman asked that the mayor of Green Bay and Madison be put in jail. In jail, for God's sake. You know, if the courts, and you know what it was? They said, we'll talk to you. But the law says it has to be in public in front of the committee. So call us to the legislative committee in Madison. We will go. Both of them said this. Sit in a chair, just like you see on TV in the House and the Senate. And then if you want Gableman to ask us the questions, you can use an agent. But we don't want in secret. We don't want the Star Chamber. We don't want this secret office in Brookfield, Wisconsin, in eastern Waukesha County, where nobody's permitted in, and you decide whether they see the transcript. No, we don't want that. We don't want a Star Chamber. And for that, he wants them in jail. And that's what's pending. That's what's pending. That's one of the things that are pending. And so for the privilege of having Gableman's deep counsel on this and thinking about it, they're giving him $5,500 a month out of taxpayer money. This whole thing is a fraud. It would not continue if they were not a Republican Supreme Court. And I don't mean as opposed to a Democratic Supreme Court. I mean any Supreme Court that cared about independence, that cared about independence. Even if they were all Republicans. I knew a lot of them in the past on the Supreme Court. They're excellent people. They believed in the Constitution. They believed in the legacy of fighting Bob La Follette in the state, which is openness, transparency. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. This is a corrupt deal. This is public corruption. Public corruption, and it's taking taxpayer money. And that's not a partisan issue. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.